As we start to think about the new year, I was feeling called to re-air something extra special that I created for you on the podcast this week. Enter the guiding word of the year, meditation and visualization. I know how impactful the practice of choosing a guiding word of the year has been for me, but I also know how easy it is to be overwhelmed by the possibilities, not to mention wonder if you chose the right one. So in this week's episode, I'm gifting you a meditation and visualization exercise to help you tap into your intuition and allow it to guide you in choosing a word that will support you in becoming future you faster. Whether you're new to this practice and have never chosen a guiding word before, or you're already locked in on what your word is, or anywhere in between, I know this will be so helpful to you. And at only 8 minutes long, it's a gift you can give yourself without feeling like you have to carve out a ton of extra time to make it happen. So grab your earbuds, take a deep breath, and trust your intuition to surprise and delight you in what comes forward in this meditation and visualization. You're listening to One Simple Shift, and I'm your host, Amanda Joyce Weber, the mindset coach and business mentor that believes it is possible to have a beautiful, balanced life and a successful, thriving business. In fact, what if success wasn't as complicated as everyone was making it out to be? What if the magic formula you've been looking for has been you all along? Each week, I cut through the noise and bring you one simple, actionable mindset shift you can implement today to completely transform the way you show up daily and the results you see because of it. All success starts with the right mindset, and it's time that you create the life and business you've always dreamed of. Let's get started. Hello, hello, my simple shifters. I hope you're having an incredible week and a beautiful holiday season. I know this is airing the day after Christmas, so I just wanted to pop in here and really tell you how much it means to me that you continue to tune into the podcast week after week and you continue to listen, right? It is such a gift to be able to show up each week and to share with you and to really support you in the mindset and sales work that helps you to grow. So I just wanted to take a moment and really thank you for being here. And then also, I couldn't possibly help myself in sharing my reflections in my 2023 word of the year before we dive into this meditation and visualization. Now, I will try to keep it short and sweet. You know how I always say that, and then it somehow ends up as a lengthy episode. But I remember at the beginning of 2023, I really felt called to have connection as my word of the year. And I think I had certain ideas of how this guiding word of the year would show up for me. And I am always so surprised that it shows up in some of the least expected ways, right? And I think that's one of the most magical things about choosing a word of the year is that you can have these preconceived notions of exactly how you think it's going to manifest. But what I have found to be true is that it usually ends up even better than you could have imagined. So whether you're new to this practice or whether you have chosen a word of the year before, I just know that this meditation and visualization that we're about to get to is going to be so, so perfect for where you're at. And it's going to help you to either uncover your guiding word of the year if you haven't chosen one yet, or it's going to help you to really feel into it and to feel more deeply rooted in the intentions that you're setting this year. And I know that both are such an incredible benefit. So in choosing connection as my 2023 word of the year, I think I thought this would show up more on the sales side of things. That was definitely where my head was at when I chose it. I thought that I would feel a difference in my sales process, or that I would feel more connected to like exactly how those potential clients flowed in. I really just thought it would be on the sales side of things. I don't know quite why, but I had this gut feeling that like this is where it's going to come in. This is where it's going to happen, right? This is where I'm going to feel that connection. And I think it's so interesting that it did in a way manifest in sales, but that isn't even where I would say that this word connection manifested most as my word of the year. There were so many other areas that really highlighted it in such a better way. And I thought that that was really beautiful to see. So one of the ways that this manifested was in just feeling more connected to my message overall. I think that at the very beginning of starting this business and pivoting to coaching, like Future You has always felt like the thing that I felt deeply, deeply rooted in, right? It was the thing I could grab onto. It was the thing I really wanted to support clients around. And that has continued to feel good for the over 5 years I have been in business. And I also can see how much clarity I've gained in that message over time. So I think it's really interesting to look at because over time, my business has gotten so much more business specific, right? I love sales. I love helping my clients make more money in their business. I love helping them to become future you in those ways. But it wasn't until, I don't know, probably like the past 2 years, I would say, where I have really felt like sales is the path to future you, right? Feeling like you know how to sell, having your sales mindset on lock, knowing that you know exactly how to land aligned clients again and again and again is ultimately what helps you to create the future you that you desire, right? Because when you have a strong sales mindset, you believe that you can raise your rates. You believe that the next client is always on their way. You know what to do to land more clients. You know that you can trust yourself and you can empower yourself to make more money in your business. And that's what helps you to have better boundaries, right? You don't have to settle for clients that aren't aligned when you know that you can always land another one that is, right? So many of the things that people desire in becoming their very own version of future you are possible because of a strong sales mindset. And I think that that just became so, so clear to me over this past year. And I felt so much more connected to that message, right? So I think that that was like a big shift that I felt this year in terms of messaging was just feeling more connected to that, feeling so much more rooted in that message that really sales is the path to future you. So that piece really hit home for me this year. Another place this showed up was just feeling more connected to my content overall. I had a ton of support in content creation last year, and that was beautiful and magical, and it was like exactly what I needed at that time to be able to experience that kind of growth that I saw. And I also know that there was a point where all of that support felt amazing until it didn't anymore. Like I don't even know how else to describe it. It was like all of a sudden I really felt like I wanted to be more connected to my content. I wanted to be the one in there. I didn't only want it to be like repurposed from other places. I really wanted to like have my hand in it and almost just like be more in it and more connected to it than I had been in the past. So I took a lot back on personally when it came to content creation, right? And I think that there are trade-offs to that, but I honestly can say that like having that connection with my content has just felt so much better and so much like more authentic. Like it felt like I could breathe a breath of fresh air in just like feeling so good about what was going out. And I think that was a really, really important piece of growth and change, but also the connection that came from that was just so, so beautiful. So that's something that I really noticed in terms of connection as well. And just a shift that I chose in my business that I honestly, when I chose this word that this past year, I did not intend to do that, right? Like I had no clue that was part of the plan, but I really felt that pull to do that. And it felt really good. And it was just another way that that manifested. The other almost like obvious, but this did not hit me right away, thing that really was a beautiful example of connection this year was my shift in my business model, right? At the beginning of this year, I decided to make revenue share a part of my business model, which means that not only did I charge my base rate, but I also charge new clients 10% of new revenue made in our work together, right? So that was a big shift. And I had almost forgotten that that was something that happened at the beginning of this year. That was also not something that I intended to do when I chose this word. But it has made me feel so much more connected to my client results because when they make more money, I make more money, right? And there is something really, really beautiful about that connection. And I can just tell you that I have loved this shift. It has felt so, so good to me. And I know that I was not necessarily new to this because, of course, I've been paying my business coach in a revenue share model for the past over 5 years at this point, but it was new in me being the one that was being paid that way, right? And I was curious to see how that was going to feel and whether I would like it and, you know, everything that came with that. And I can just tell you that I felt so good in that shift. Like this is something that I really, really believe in. And it's something I'm going to continue to do because I have just seen how much more connected I feel to my clients' businesses, how much more skin in the game I have, how much more, not that I didn't have skin in the game before, but it just feels like an entirely different like energy exchange. And it feels really, really good from that extent. But it has just made me feel so much more connected to their businesses and to their results. And it's felt just so, so good. So again, that really felt like one of the most obvious ways that I had felt more connected to my business this year. But again, not something I ever could have predicted and definitely not something I thought I was going to do when I chose this word of the year. So it's so funny how that almost came to the forefront. That almost feels like the most obvious way I've been connected to my business this year. And there was just so much goodness in that and so much growth in that. So I really love how that came about and how that manifested. The other thing I think I really felt connection in this year was just voicing my own feelings, my own needs, my own desires, right? I will tell you, I had a handful of difficult conversations this year, and I can think of them all like very specifically and the situations like very uniquely, I guess is how I would say, right? They were just conversations that really made an impression on me this year. And I think that in the past, I probably wouldn't have handled those conversations, one, as well as I did, as much in integrity as I did. Like, it just would have been a totally different experience. I think some of them I would have ignored completely or tried to like sweep under the rug or tell myself that my needs weren't important or like I should keep quiet or things like that. And I just felt that, obviously I won't get into specifics, but I just felt that I did such a good job in really feeling that connection and voicing my needs and desires this year and being willing to go to that uncomfortable place. And I think that that is just such a massive sign of growth. You know that I believe that running a business really pushes on your personal and professional development from both sides. And I really, truly do believe that. But I think that, you know, so much good comes out of that if you allow it to. And I just know that so many of the conversations that I had that felt uncomfortable or felt difficult at the time really did help me to feel more connected to myself, feel more connected to my intuition, feel more connected to being in integrity. And I just think that that was just such a growth opportunity that, again, like, these were not things I would have chosen for myself. These were not situations I could have anticipated. These were not conversations I wanted to have, like any of those kind of things. But I just can see how much I grew through that process and how much self-trust was just cultivated in being able to like show myself again, like how much I can handle and how much I've grown. So I think that's really powerful as well. And then the last thing I wanted to say here was just, you know, I felt so much connection to my body, to my intuition, to listening to my own needs with that 52-week Peloton streak, right? If you listened to the episode before this one, you heard me talk about, you know, how much self-trust and how much confidence was really cultivated in sticking with that practice every week for 52 weeks, right? And how sometimes it looked a little different and how I really had to do a good job of listening to my body and listening to my intuition and what I needed and really how much self-trust and confidence was built in that. So I think that was really, you know, such a beautiful part of this as well, was just like how connected to my body I felt, you know, with that movement every week for 52 weeks, right? And that just really felt so, so good as well. So many beautiful ways that connection really presented itself this past year. It was such an amazing word of the year. I am going to continue to think on my word of the year for 2024 because I can just tell you, I really don't know what it's going to be. I honestly haven't given it a ton of thought quite yet. I was more doing reflecting on this past year and how my past word of the year really came to light, and I'm just excited to dive in. So I'm going to be over here doing this guiding word of the year meditation and visualization with you. And I am just excited for what comes about through this. I'm excited for what feels like the focus for 2024. And I know it's going to be amazing. And I know it's going to surprise and delight me the same way that my word of the year does year after year after year. But I just love this practice so much. And I just love having this kind of guiding word to return to and use as a kind of guiding light. And it's just always been so helpful to me. So I hope it's helpful to you as well. I'm excited to hear what your words of the year are. If you want to share, feel free to screenshot this episode and share your word of the year. And I would absolutely love to reshare that over on Instagram stories. You can tag me at Amanda Joyce Weber. And I just cannot wait to see what 2024 has in store for you. So as always, thank you so much for listening. And I wanted to mention that if you are looking for mindset and sales support in 2024, I have a limited number of Future You coaching spots available. So you can go ahead and book a clarity call at amandajoyceweber.com/clarity call. And we can chat about what you envision for future you, what the thriving business and life looks like for you, what you're looking to create, and really how we can get you more leads, more clients, more cash with more ease this year. I would absolutely love to support you in that. And I absolutely know that mindset and sales support is the thing that is going to help you create that. So I just, this work makes me so, so incredibly happy and fulfilled. And I would just love to be a part of your success story this upcoming year. So I would love to chat more about what that looks like and how we can create that for you. So like I said, you can grab a clarity call at amandajoyceweber.com/clarity call. Grab a time that works for you. Let's chat about exactly what we can create for you and how we can make that your reality. And without further ado, let's get into the meditation and visualization. Have a beautiful, beautiful holiday, and I will talk to you in the new year. Take a deep breath in for a count of five. One, two, three, four, five. Take a deep breath out for a count of five. One, two, three, four, five. Notice your body start to soften, noticing where you feel tension and allowing it to melt away. Notice yourself clearing out any thoughts that come up, allowing each thought to drift, each thought drifting away in its own bubble, floating out the window of the room you're in. Notice how they get more and more distant until you can barely see them in the distance. Each bubble floating, one by one, getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Notice how your body feels as you release these thoughts and allow them to float away. Begin to notice the newfound space you feel and allow that to expand around you, feeling the warmth of it as it surrounds you, continuing to breathe. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now allow yourself to lift ever so gently from the room you're in, visualizing yourself lifting, noticing a bubble start to form around you, expanding from the warmth inside you to surround you on all sides. As you lift in the room, you feel happiness surround you. You feel safe in your bubble. You feel it start to gravitate and lift and float out the window of the room you're in, just as your thoughts did before. Notice how you're being transformed, transported to the most magical place, a magical forest of the future. Notice how your bubble gently lands on the ground. You feel a sense of stability. Your feet feel rooted in the ground beneath you. You know that this is where you're meant to be. Take a moment and feel that safety, that security. Yes, exactly like that. Now, your bubble begins to dissolve around you as you step out to see the forest. Notice the beautiful snow-capped trees in the glistening magical forest that you're in. Watch how the sunlight dances off of those snow-capped trees. This is a magical place. Notice how you feel in this moment, how you fill with warmth despite your cold surroundings. As you take it all in, you notice a campfire nearby, allowing the smell to fill your senses. You decide to go and take a look. Now, take a seat by the fire, knowing that this place here is just for you. Take a deep breath in, knowing that you have become future you in this moment. Feel into the difference in your being from the past year. Notice how much of your energy has shifted since you departed your room in your bubble. As you sit by the fire, you reflect on what you're most proud of as future you. Give that space. As you sit here, noticing how you feel as future you, allow what feels most important about this energy to come forward. Notice the difference in how you feel. Notice your intuition. What is it trying to tell you? How are you being as this version of future you? As you begin to acknowledge the person you've become, give yourself time to observe each detail, feeling into every bit of it. Embrace those feelings and then allow them to flow through you. In this moment, ask yourself, what word has guided you in becoming this person? What wisdom and knowledge does this guiding word have for you? As you sit and warm yourself by the fire, listen to your intuition, allowing the answer to come through in its own timing. As those words, feelings, experiences all come forward, thank future you for this guiding word and offer sincere gratitude for this experience. You now allow your bubble to once again expand around you and transport you back to the room you were in. Growing around you, lifting you ever so gracefully, and zipping you back to where it was that you first began this journey. Notice how you feel even more ready to step into future you. When you are ready, you can start to wiggle your toes and open your eyes and begin to journal. What guiding word came through in this meditation? What did future you share with you? Does that feel important? Why or why not? Remember, there are no right answers here. No one right way to do this exercise. No need to push or force anything to come through. Trust that what you are looking for will come through on the universe's timing. Your job is simply to trust and allow.
Listening to One Simple Shift. Check out the show notes for this episode and all past episodes at amandajoyceweber.com/onesimpleshift. If you're loving this podcast, do me a favor and leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. These reviews truly mean the world to me, helping me to reach more people and have more impact. And as a special thanks, we'll reach out to everyone that leaves a review and you'll receive my absolutely free life and business changing Future You meditation. This mindset exercise is the simplest, easiest way to tap into Future You today and start being that woman now. I only wish I had a visualization exercise like this when I first started my business, and now it's available to all of you. Simply screenshot your review and email it to me at amanda@amandajoyceweber.com to receive your free meditation. And remember, sometimes the only thing standing in the way of a more profitable business and a more fulfilling life is one simple shift.
It's felt just so, so good. So again, not something, I wonder if that, if you can hear that. That was like my little timer. Hold on. Let me say what I said again, just in case we have to edit that part out.